My family was pressuring me to give my wedding venue to my bratty little sister. This update is more insane than I could have ever seen coming. So if you haven't seen the first videos in this story time, go watch those and then make sure to come back here because you will not want to miss this. Unfortunately, it did get to the point where I had to block the vast majority of my family members on my phone, all forms of social media, everything, because they were just constantly trying to guilt me into giving my little sister my wedding venue, and I had come to the conclusion that that was just absolutely not gonna happen, not in a million years. Of course, they did then start showing up at my house and banging on the door. I had to call the cops on my aunt at one point. That's a story for another day, but yeah, it was crazy. So when the day of my wedding came, the majority of my family was not in attendance, which was a huge bummer, but also gotta protect my peace. The thing that really bummed me out is that my parents weren't gonna be there, but my brother did offer to walk me down the aisle. So that was amazing. He has been so supportive in this whole experience. It was 100% on my side. The morning getting ready for my wedding was actually so peaceful. Everything was going perfectly. We were on time. I was pretty stress-free. I was starting to forget that all this drama was even happening. Yeah, not for long though, not for long. As I'm walking to go do my first look, I see my younger cousin's car start to pull up. And this girl is my little sister's partner in crime, has been since they were kids. And who do I see right in the passenger seat? My little sister. Do you think she was there to congratulate me? Let bygones be bygones? No, no, she wanted to ruin my day. My little sister gets out of the passenger side of the car and she looks like a wreck, to be honest. I've never seen her look worse. She clearly had been sobbing all day. Her face is so red. And the minute she sees me, she starts screaming at me. She's screaming at me how I ruined her life, how this was supposed to be her day and her venue and her wedding, how I always get everything I want. And she's telling me that I'm the reason that her fiance left her. Whoop. First time I was hearing that. He definitely left you because he found out how entitled you were and didn't want to live with that for the rest of his life, but okay, blame me all you want. First, I was pissed that she showed up, right? But then at some point, I just felt bad for her because she was a mess. She was an absolute mess. She actually looked like she was possessed. It wasn't my sister that night. It was the devil. But at some point, I realized, oh no, she's not possessed. She's had a lot to drink. So I mention it. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? You're pregnant and you clearly have had a lot to drink. And that's when she's like, what? Do you want me to admit it? Fine, I wasn't pregnant. I just wanted to move the date up. She was literally never pregnant. She needs serious help for that one. Fully not pregnant. Was never pregnant. Lied to everyone. Even lied to her fiance that she was having his baby. What? I'm sorry. Get help. Get help. And here's where things started getting not so good for me. There was a sprinkler system that had gone off that morning. So the ground where we were was a little bit muddy and everything at this point started happening in slow motion. I see my little sister bend down and pick up a wad of mud from the ground. I feel like I'm actually frozen in place at this point and I'm just thinking I'm cooked. I'm done. My wedding dress is ruined. This is how she's getting her revenge. She's actually gonna ruin my dream wedding dress that I spent so much money on. But out of nowhere, I have no idea where this girl came from. My maid of honor comes running, body slams my little sister right on the ground. My little sister actually eats it. She is covered from head to toe in mud. It's all over her face, all over her clothes, everywhere. My maid of honor, on the other hand, I don't know how she did it. She had like one speck of mud on her dress that we were able to just get out with warm water. Actually insane. The girl is superhuman. And at that point, security did finally show up. Kind of late, honestly. Could have been there maybe a little bit sooner before the body slam incident. But they show up and they kick my little sister out of my wedding. And other than that, everything else that day went perfectly. There was no other drama other than, you know, the little incident with my sister. But since then, everybody in my family has been trying nonstop to get a hold of me and trying to apologize because apparently I'm actually the first person my little sister told that she lied about the pregnancy. So now my whole family is trying to come back like, whoop, yeah, I think we were wrong about this one. Which, like, you only think you're wrong now because you're finding out she lied? You were wrong the whole time, even if she really was pregnant. My parents told me that they do realize that she needs help, so they paid to send her to a 3-week long yoga mindfulness retreat. Like, no, she needs therapy. And now I actually think it's hitting my mom that I might be the only one of her daughters that ever gets married because who would ever put up with my little sister for an entire lifetime? And she missed the wedding because of her own selfish choices. So, sorry. Obviously, I do hope the dynamic changes in my family and things get better, but I'm married now and I get to start the family I want with my husband. And if I have multiple kids, I'll make sure that there's no favoritism because I do not want a child ending up like my little sister.